The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. And that number could become very important sometime during this hour. I'm going to give some tickets away to either the Zumbezi Bay and the Columbus Zoo or the Wilds. You will be able to pick. Take your choice. You will be able to pick. But I've got tickets to give away, and you can choose tickets that will get you into Zumbezi Bay and the zoo, or the zoo and Zumbezi Bay, or to the Wilds. And if you haven't been to the Wilds, you need to go. Now, I'm saying this honestly and sincerely. I have been on, I think, 3 actual safaris in Africa. I've been blessed on mission trips to have been taken on 3 safaris in Africa, one in Tanzania and twice in Kenya. And I honestly probably saw more exotic wild animals at the Wilds than I did in Africa. Now, no lions or tigers. No, they don't have lions out there in the open. But other than that, it's an incredible place to go. I was extremely impressed. So anyway, I've got some tickets to give away sometime during this hour. So keep listening, and I will tell you how you can win those tickets. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, I came across an editorial about the current rash of pop culture Christian leaders losing their faith. It is one of the best pieces I have read in years. The author has said what I have been trying to say for years, probably better than I've ever said it. And I have no problem reading someone else's piece, expressing what I believe if they're doing a better job. And I've got that in the 5 o'clock hour. I'll share that with you. So hang tight. Important things coming up on today's program. I told you before the top of the hour break, good news about Planned Parenthood, because it's bad news for Planned Parenthood. Here's the headline. The Trump administration will implement new rule next week, cutting Planned Parenthood funding by $60 million. Here's the news release. The Trump administration will implement the new Protect Life rule next Monday that will defund Planned Parenthood while the abortion business's lawsuit against the administration's new rules move forward. So Planned Parenthood has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration, and while that lawsuit winds its way through the courts, the new rule by the Trump administration will go into effect on Monday, essentially taking $60 million away, taxpayer dollars, your dollars, my dollars, away from Planned Parenthood. Quote, the abortion chain receives about $50 million to $60 million in Title X funds annually. That will change now that the new rules are being implemented. The administration's changes to Title X family planning grants have angered the abortion chain Planned Parenthood, prompting a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. Right. Let's see. The setup implementation of the new rule, which the administration has now indicated will be put in place this coming Monday. Planned Parenthood has indicated it will refuse to follow the new rules, putting abortion ahead of women's health care. It will lose the entirety of its funding. Now, get this. If you listen to the secular media, if you listen to the progressive left, they're going to tell you women are going to die. Quote, there are 4,000 Title X service sites across the nation. Planned Parenthood represents fewer than 400. Can I read that to you again? There are 4,000 Title X service sites, clinics set up to help women with health care, health screening, cancer screening, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are 4,000. Planned Parenthood represents fewer than 400. Most of the other sites will continue to receive funding. So it's a very small cut. And the other sites are more than able to pick up the slack that will take place with the reduced funding or the stoppage of funding to Planned Parenthood. So, good news for you and I, bad news for Planned Parenthood, and whenever Planned Parenthood gets bad news, that's good news. Now, just before we go into the break, an interesting story, because I know we have a lot of young people in the audience, a lot. I think you would be shocked at how many young people are in our audience. I don't know whether I said this on the air. I posted it on Facebook. Just real quick story, and then I'll give you these statistics. Out at the airport, waiting to get on the plane here in Columbus to head to Washington, D.C., to head to Moldova. At the airport, in the waiting area here in Columbus, sitting there, and I'm talking to a friend of mine, Steve, who was going to go with me on the trip. And all of a sudden, a young man, really sharp young man, probably, I don't know, 10, 12, 13 years old, comes up and says, are you Bob Burney? And my standard response is, well, it depends on whether you're mad at him. He says, no. I said, yeah, I'm Bob Burney. He says, our whole family listens to you. And this wonderful family were on their way to California to go to Disneyland. First time ever they were taking a family vacation. Sweet family. They listened to the program. Young people. I think you would be amazed. But anyway, because we have a lot of young people who are planning out their future, the magazine Market Watch, this headline, half of young Americans say their degree is irrelevant to their work. It's a lengthy story, 4 pages long, but the gist of the story is one half of young Americans interviewed for this story for MarketWatch said, you know, I went to college, I got my degree, but I'm not using it, and it's completely irrelevant to what I'm doing. Quote, with rising tuition costs, some aren't going to college and more are working jobs on the side and so on. This is a trend. More and more young people are saying, you know what, with the student debt, the unbelievable cost of a college education, university education today, I think I'm just going to go into a vocation. And this trend is growing. And by the way, the income for those that choose to go into a vocation is rising, while the income for many places of employment that require a college education, many of those are declining. So I am not saying that's the path for you or even suggesting that. I'm just passing on. Half of young Americans in this poll, in this study, say they went to college, but half of them say, my degree did nothing. It's completely irrelevant. Interesting. Interesting. All right. We're going to take a break, and we will be back.
talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Earlier today, I posted a question on Facebook, and the answers are fascinating. And I want to throw the question out to you, and I want to hear from you. And it could be, well, it could be advantageous and profitable to you if you will respond. Here is the question that I posted, and I have a reason for posting this question on Facebook. I have a reason for posting this question or posing this question to you. Here it is. Here is exactly what I put on Facebook. If you were forced to choose, that's very important. If you were forced to choose, which is better, truth without love or love without truth? All right? If you were forced to choose, which is better, truth without love or love without truth? Now, in a little bit, I will tell you why I posted this and why we need to discuss this. But here's my telephone number, and I want to hear from you. If you were forced to choose, which is better, truth without love or love without truth? And I just want to throw this out. If you call 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, and give me your answer, you might win some tickets to either the Columbus Zoo and Zumbezi Bay or the Wilds. And by the way, none of those tickets are cheap. They're not horribly expensive, but they're not cheap. If you've been to the Wilds, it ain't cheap. And if you've been to the zoo, it's not cheap either. But I'm just saying, if you call 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, and give me your thoughts on this, you just might win some tickets. If you were forced to choose, which is better, truth without love or love without truth? Here are some of the comments, and I'm getting all kinds of comments on Facebook. Here are some of the comments. God is the source of both truth and love. You can't have one without the other. Another one, love without truth isn't love. Here's another, truth first, but it would be lonely. Here's another one, give me the truth every time. Another one, is this a trick question? I don't believe you can have one without the other. Another one of our listeners said, God is love and God is truth. Can they be separated? Another one, always truth, but not without love and diplomacy. Let's see. Here's one simply, one is as bad as the other. Okay. It is not possible to have the pure form of either without the other. Another one, truth. Let's see, another. Since God's truth is the very essence of love, you could say option number one would be like saying love without love. Another one of the listeners said, I think they're both bad. You need to tell the truth in love and love to tell the truth. So again, the question, if you were forced to choose, which is better, truth without love or love without truth? All right, let's go to the phones. And first up is Dale down in Rio Grande. Hey, Dale, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Hi, Bob. I really enjoy your show.
Are you impressed that I knew how to pronounce the name of your town?
I am very impressed.
We had people at the church that I had the privilege of pastoring. We had a couple from Rio Grande. So I know
awesome.
Well how to pronounce it. All right. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, it's complicated. If I'm forced to choose.
Yeah.
I would have to go with truth. How can you get anywhere without absolute truth? Is then everything basically is whatever people want it to be without absolute truth. They can put their own definition on what love would be.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Sure it does. And I got a question. Would you like some tickets to either the zoo or the wilds?
Oh, that would be awesome.
All right. Well, I'm going to put you on hold, Dale. And Jeff, who is my screener, will get your information. And you can choose. You can either have the tickets to Zumbezi Bay and the zoo. Those go together. Or the wilds. Have you ever been to either one of them?
I have been to the zoo. And I have not been to the wild.
You would love it. I'm not telling you which to choose, but you would love the wilds. It's a wild experience. Ha ha ha. All right. Hey, Dale, thanks for your encouragement. I'm going to put you on hold, and Jeff's going to get your information. All right?
Thank you, Bob.
All right. God bless you. And next up is Les in Columbus. Hey, Les, you're on Bob Rennie Live. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Bob, thanks. It's the first time I've listened to your show. I really enjoy it. I've been forced to listen to the radio. I decided not to have cable in the house anymore because it's all a bunch of
Wait, let me get this straight. Someone has forced you to listen to my program?
No. I made the choice.
See, Les, is a little cable. Secret. Parents use this as punishment for their children.
That's true.
They say, if you don't straighten up, we're going to make you listen to Bob Bernie.
Boy, how many times have I heard you can't have the TV if you don't straighten up?
Well, Les, if this is your first time, how did you find us?
I just was flipping through the radio, Bob. I was actually putting together a vacuum cleaner. I rescued three pets, and I needed a new vacuum cleaner, and I was flipping through channels, and you're stuck.
Well,
you're stuck.
Well, I think this is a first. I don't think I have ever heard that someone stumbled on me while putting together a vacuum cleaner.
Hey, well, Les, that's probably that might be a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know. We'll let you figure it out while I try to figure out the truth and the love thing.
All right. Well, hang on, because I'm coming up on a break in about 5 seconds, and I have to take it. I'm going to put you on hold. But I can't wait to hear what you have to say, especially since you're a first-time listener and first-time caller. Hang on. I'm going to put you on hold, Les. We'll be back, all right? And we will be back with more Bob Bernie Live.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.